9 minutes after 8 o'clock. The Sears catalog may be history, but there is a great big American company catalog still produced right here in our area by a terrific family business, Uline. We want to say hi to the good people there. Uline still going strong, open and working through these very tough times.
Waiting for the break of day.
Yeah, they're based right across the Illinois-Wisconsin border. And we thank their thousands of employees helping us and other essential businesses with their cleaning supplies. Thanks for listening and for being there. And thanks to Dean Richards for giving us weekend recommendations for what to do while we're stuck inside. But
remember
before
how exciting it used to be when the catalogs would come?
Oh, yeah.
That was, so you'd sit there and...
We need those now.
Circle the things that you wanted.
You can go through all 800 pages.
Drop some subtle hints for your parents.
Before we get to the video that is coming on our television sets at home, what's going on with Saturday Night Live? Now, I heard that they were coming back. What kind of show are they going to do? Does anybody know?
Yeah, well, they've said it's not going to be a regular show because everybody's still working mostly from their homes. But it is going to be a new show, all new original material tomorrow night. But it'll be recorded pieces that writers and performers have done from wherever they are socially isolating right now. So really, that's all that we know. There probably is going to be a weekend update, probably going to be, I wouldn't exactly say, sketches that anybody is going to be doing like we would normally see on SNL. But there will be at least something new to watch.
Good.
Yeah, look forward to that.
We need that. I don't know whether we need the new Tiger King episode, but it's coming Sunday, isn't it?
Yes. Consider that a public service from WGN. That we are warning you that there will be this. We told you that, after this phenomenally successful Tiger King that was on a week ago, something like that, that most everybody watched, they said that they were going to be doing one more episode. And that it was going to be on this week. Technically, it will be on next week. It's going to be Sunday night on Netflix. Joel McHale is going to be doing an after show for it as well. So there will be the content from Jeff Lowe, who took over the Exotic Animal Zoo from Joe Exotic. He's been hinting that he will be bringing you up to date on the characters that you've already been introduced to on the show. So beyond that, I'm not exactly sure. but his quote is, "I'm not done with the Carol Baskin saga."
Okay.
Those of you that have watched the show know better what that means than many of the rest of us do. But anyway, it's Sunday night. Did they put a time? They did not put a time.
On Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so you'll be able to find it Sunday.
Unfortunately, my family will. Now then, let's move on to the Kenny Rogers tribute. Is that this weekend?
No, that actually was Wednesday night.
That's what they did. Okay.
Yeah, they've been doing different country tributes all week long, either on television. They did the ACM honors on Monday night, and then they've been doing different things. They've been showing old Kenny Rogers concerts, and then on Wednesday night, they did a very specific tribute to Kenny Rogers, where really the biggest names in country music all performed Kenny Rogers songs or songs in tribute to Kenny for Music Cares, which is the people who give out the Grammys. It's their foundation, basically, to help people in the music industry for a variety of things. But right now, it's helping people who are suddenly out of work, musicians that have no place to perform right now. So these are some of the performers that pay tribute to the great Kenny Rogers.
Got a little bit to listen to here, I believe.
A one, a two.
From CMT. Standing by. Here we go.
Nobody sings a love song quite like you do. And nobody else can make me sing along.
Islands in the street, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong?
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when when to walk away and know when to run.
Rascal Flatts. Randy Houser was right before that doing The Gambler, Lady Antebellum in there with Islands in the Stream, and Dolly Parton, who did Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers originally, did a beautiful version of Sweet Music Man in honor of Kenny. She was surrounded by candles. I mean, it was just gorgeous. You can see the show. It's on. They put it on YouTube. If you search Kenny Rogers Music Cares, you can watch all of these great performances. They're really nice. And you can still make donations as well for Music Cares if you go to Kenny. Let me get the exact thing here.
I'm going to check that show out this weekend.
Yeah, oh, definitely do. It's so good. MusicCares.org/KennyCares.
Add Ice Cube to the list of celebrities donating money these days.
Yeah, right? this is nice. I mean, if you're have some history with his original group, NWA, you're familiar with one of his songs, Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself, which has been my theme song in life, you know, pretty much. He's put out a series of Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself T-shirts. That's not how the song originated. That was not the intent when he wrote the song like 30 years ago, but it fits perfectly for today because these T-shirts feature Ice Cube with the surgical mask on, with all the kind of protection that we're supposed to be taking and social distancing, reminding people to take care of yourselves before you get sick, basically, is the theme of all this. So he has put out this line of T-shirts, and he is donating all of the proceeds to the underfinanced hospitals and to the healthcare providers in inner city hospitals and rural areas throughout the country that are not getting the attention or the money that they need to treat people who are coming down sick. And he says, hopefully people can buy these shirts and help us get supplies into the hands of frontline healthcare workers that need it the most. It's kind of a long web URL to go and purchase one of these. I've got it up at WGNTV.com/Dean's List, but if you go to Ice Cube Merchandise, if you search Ice Cube Merchandise on Google, that'll take you right to it, and you can buy one of these cool shirts, and people will go, what's a man that age wearing a shirt like that for?
I dig Ice Cube. He's talented.
He is talented and brilliant.
Yeah.
Started off as a singer, went on to be an actor, incredibly successful actor. He's now a producer and media mogul, and he's got all kinds of companies. He's probably one of the most powerful people in Hollywood right now.
Well, he's obviously really, really smart, and he's really good, really likable.
Super nice guy. We've had him on the show many times. I've interviewed him many times. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah, you can tell it comes right through. Dean, what do you got for us to watch over the weekend?
Oh, there's some very interesting things. Have you heard about Quibi?
Yeah, the Disney channel, a new Disney channel of some sort?
No, actually, it's in competition with Disney Plus and Hulu and Netflix. It's a whole other platform right now that is only putting up videos that are 10 minutes or less. Jeffrey Katzenberg, who is the head of DreamWorks Pictures, a very, very famous and successful movie producer, is one of the names behind this project. And he said that they did research and they found that people are on their phones, ridiculous amount of time per day, but for short spurts. So they decided to create a online platform, which is only short spurts of really quality video. I've watched some of them, and I got to say that it is kind of nice that they're short. If you don't have a full hour to sit and watch something, half hour, or you're not going to sit and binge something for hours and hours and hours, these are nice little short spurts. Jennifer Lopez and Kevin Hart have something that's on there. Sophie Tucker, Chance the Rapper has brought back Punk'd. Remember Punk'd that used to be on MTV?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a little something for everyone. Documentaries, independent films.
10-minute documentaries?
10-minute documentaries.
Perfect for our short attention span.
And that's exactly what I think this is about. If you go to Quibi.com, Quibi, you can get all the information on this. It's free for 90 days, so you can go on there and check it out, see if you like it. And then after that, I think it's going to be like $5 a month or, something like that. It's not too expensive, but, free if you want to check it out right now. So, but here's the other thing with this. You can only watch it on a mobile device.
Hmm.
You can't bring it up on your television set. It's specifically for short-term watching. So on your phone, I guess on your iPad. I haven't tried it on my iPad yet, but they do tell me that it's a mobile-only service.
I heard your interview with Katzenberg, and didn't he say something about the quality of this being really good?
Yeah, it's. I watched a few of them, and it's they're super high quality. They're just short. Everything is very short, which I guess is convenient in a way. It makes me sad that is this how we're going, that the world is going completely cliff notes?
Well, no, we've got a lot of time for the long form as well, but
I guess
we need it all.
I guess there's something for everybody out there.
Yeah.
Issa Rae, hilarious, an outstanding actress and singer, but hilarious in her new comedy that's called Insecure. Season 4 of that is debuting on HBO this weekend. I love The Good Fight. That is on CBS All Access, and season 4 of that is also debuting this weekend. There is a brand new series that's debuting on Netflix today that's called The Brews Brothers, B-R-E-W-S. It feels like it wants to be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I think is one of the best shows on television. This is not as good as that, but it wants to be that, about a couple of brothers who take over a brewery. That's new on Netflix. Movie-wise for the weekend, the Tiffany Haddish, Rose Byrne, Selma Hayek movie that was in theaters a couple of months ago, something like that, Like a Boss, is out. It's a really funny girlfriend comedy, but it is super R-rated, so be aware of that if you're going to be sitting around with grandma and the kids this weekend watching something. For the kids, there is a new movie that's called Trolls World Tour. That is a sequel to the Trolls movie that came out a year or so ago. If you love jazz, there is the documentary that's on the life and the musical impact of the great Miles Davis. Miles Davis, Birth of Cool, is what that is called. And it's fantastic, if you're a jazz head. And for the Easter weekend, with the Ten Commandments was on TV last weekend, my favorite just simply because of Edward G. Robinson playing a biblical character. For Easter weekend, I love Jesus Christ Superstar, the original movie version with Ted Neely and Yvonne Elliman and Carl Anderson. That is streaming on iTunes. But there is also this incredible version of Jesus Christ Superstar that John Legend, Sarah Bareilles, and many more, Brandon Dixon, starred in, that is great, that was on NBC a couple of years ago, and that is on Hulu right now. So a couple of, one classic and one new version of Jesus Christ Superstar that I think would be great for weekend viewing.
And let's add this, it's a holiday weekend. Every day seems like a holiday now. It's so quiet out there now. This is Good Friday. You've got Easter, and don't forget Passover. And did you hear about this, Dean? I'm sure you did. It's on tomorrow, I guess. Jason Alexander, Josh Groban, and others doing the Passover Seder. And it's going to be on, you go to SaturdayNightSeder.com. It's free. They're going to try to raise money for COVID-19 first responders.
Nice.
And they got a whole slew of celebrities there. And they're going to stream Passover.
Oy. Oy gefällt.
And
speaking of, you're talking about that for COVID-19 relief, Andrea Bocelli is doing a live concert from Rome that will be on, it's noon Rome time, which I think would be about 6 p.m. our time, if I'm doing my time translating correctly, but a live Andrea Bocelli concert, for me at least, gives me goosebumps. I think it's amazing. So I'm going to also be watching that.
Yeah,
I eat a ham all by myself.
He's amazing. Oh no,
more sweet potatoes, Dean. Yeah, thank you. Don't mind if I do.
No, you got enough on TV to keep you company. By the way, the Passover Seder begins at 7 p.m. Chicago time there on SaturdayNightSeder.com.
Yeah, a lot of choices.
And all right, don't be a mishugana. And it's Dean Richards. quickly, Dean. You know what? Got a message, and you can answer this. Someone wanted to know, they haven't heard anything about how Tom Skilling is doing with his recovery.
Tom,
is he doing well?
He is doing well. He texts. If you call an 8-page message from him, a short text, that, just the way he talks, he also texts. But he is doing very well. He is going to be back on the air on Monday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's going to be back on the air from his home, doing the weather from his house. And he's going to be on my Sunday show. We're going to talk with Tommy and just get the quick, if there is such a thing as quick with Tom, update.
Just say hello and take a break.
And go. Then I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and come back a half an hour later, and Tom will still be talking.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN Radio. What time do you start, Dean?
Well, actually, you know, we have Easter service
live, that's right,
on Sunday morning,
yep,
until 10 o'clock. So I will be coming on immediately following Easter services. Stand back for when the lightning hits me.
Well, you know what? You got the right guy to talk to when that happens, Tom Skilling.
That's right.
Have a good one, Dean.
See you.
All right, thanks. Talk to you on Monday.